Yo, what's good?
Oh, same as always.
So, let me do the intro to this. it's your boy Chef Savage, and this is Savage Cast number one. Just to test things out, I brought my boy Dakota in on this. What have you been up to, bro?
Well, I work at a pizza shop. It sucks.
Oh, that must be fun.
Not even a little bit.
So when are you coming back to Pittsburgh, bro?
Good question. Well, hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon.
Looking like yeah, August. Bro. Looking like August 1st, maybe.
Maybe. Did you find a place already?
That's the maybe.
That's the maybe. Dude. Mm-hmm. Dude, let me know, dude. Like, I've been looking for places, like, all over the place, dude. Let me know.
Listen real quick. Anything like $800 and down. $850 and down, maybe. Good. Just can't do credit checks because, like, ain't got no credit.
I mean, I could probably find a couple places. What is it? Is it just going to be you and your girl?
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit, bro. I mean, if you don't mind, I mean, I could find, like, I found several, like, two-bedroom places, bro. Like, I know one of my coworkers right now, him and his roommate, they're paying I think all they pay is electric. So the rent and electric, I think they're only paying, like, 700 and some bucks a month between the both of them. And it's a two-bedroom apartment. It's a two-bedroom apartment out in Swissvale.
That ain't too bad.
Yeah, especially for Swissvale.
Like, as long as, according to the wife, as long as it's on a bus line.
As long as it's on a bus line?
Yep.
Oh, dude.
Because she has to get the S-1 for work.
Oh, well, shit. What is it? The East Busway that we used to take to go downtown. That's like right there. That's like right there by the apartment building, according to my coworker. Like, it's literally like not even a 5-minute walk.
Not bad.
Yeah, dude. So tell me how I fucking cut my finger open today at work. And now I got a gash in my thumb.
Oh, dude.
I mean, like, it's a decent-sized cut, but it's not, like, big enough to require stitches. Like, I hate when that happens, like, when I get cut, but it's not big enough for stitches, but it's still big enough. It's a pain in the ass.
Oh, I definitely had one of them last year, man. I was working at a country fair up here, and I was doing deli, and it was early in the morning. Oh, my God.
Sliced your finger on the slicer?
Oh, dude, I was picking up, like, a thing of turkey, and the carriage to the slicer was, like, a few inches back, so, it, like, the edge of the turkey got hit by the slicer, so my pinky at the bottom of this turkey, all I feel is, like, the blade snag on the glove. I didn't even feel it cut me. But as soon as I brought the turkey up, I kind of felt my finger felt weird. And I literally, in front of this customer and their little kid, said, "Fucking cunt."
Wow. Yep. Wow. Bet you didn't have that job for much longer, did you?
No, actually, it was all good.
Oh, well,
I looked
Damn.
over and I said, I'm really sorry, but I just cut myself.
That's some crazy shit.
Right? Like,
Let me think.
almost took the side of the end of my pinky off. I was actually about a quarter inch away from actually taking the side of my pinky off.
Ow.
Yeah.
Ouch. Damn, bro. Feels like I haven't talked to you in forever, man.
Just kind of haven't. Man, shit. I've been going nuts up here.
I bet, bro. I know mid-August I'm supposed to be coming up to visit family and shit, like mid-August.
Nope. Me and wife are hopefully looking at August 1st moving in together, which would put by August 6th. Wait, no. My bad. Her birthday is August 8th. My buddy Daniel's birthday. Remember Danny from Job Corps?
Yeah.
Yeah. His
yeah.
Birthday.
Okay. Sure, yeah, man,
it's
dude.
It's been a crazy couple of years, like, since Job Corps.
I know, bro. Couple of years. You just finished, what, last year?
Friend, I went in January of 2016. I went to Job Corps more than 2 years ago. I came back in October, which is, well, kind of coming up later this year. Yeah, it's not quite 2 years, but all the shit that's gone down definitely feels like it.
Oh, okay. So you came back. Okay.
Yep, after Job Corps, I came back up here, and I've been up here since, and I'm still with the chick that I was with down there. That I met at my job.
Oh, good shit. Good shit. It's good to hear.
It was great.
But yeah, man, I'll definitely keep looking though. I mean, dude, I'm trying to get out where I'm at too, dude. So trust me, I've been looking for apartments.
Yeah, last I knew you were with some chick in the North Shore area. What are you doing these days?
Working, man. Working and sleeping. I mean, I'm working at the hotel downtown, the Westin. So, like, you know the hotel that you get off of, like, right there once you come off the busway?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm at that hotel.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know, I'm thinking about just applying to where the wife works. Like, because she works for St. Moritz Building Services as a cleaner.
I was about to say, didn't you work for them when you were down here?
Yeah, but I was St. Moritz Security Services, not Building Services. I got fired from St. Moritz Security Services. That's why I don't think they'd hire me, but maybe.
You could take your chances.
Yeah, see, I can take the chance, and through them, the wife gets paid fucking 15 something an hour to clean a Google building. So that sounds not bad.
Damn right. That's more than I make.
Right? Like, you'd be putting in hours, man. Hard work, man. Well, pretty tough.
Like I said, man, I'm glad to hear everything's going good aside from being stuck in that hellhole called Erie.
Oh, no, man. I'm going fucking stir crazy up here. It's insane.
Dude, that's why I didn't go back, dude.
I don't
want
to hurt people anymore, and I don't like it.
That's why I never went back, bro. Like, I couldn't handle going back. I probably would have did some stupid shit by now. Aside from going stir crazy, how the fuck have you been, you ginger-headed bastard?
Well, like I was saying, I work at the pizza shop with a bunch of weird, awkward high school students or high school dropouts. Well, not really high school dropouts.
Which pizza shop?
It's a new one. It was put in last year. It's called John Wildwood, but it's like the Erie location because I went in Edinburgh.
Oh, okay.
With some weird ass people, man.
Damn. All
seem to have way too much individual drama for that fucking building. And it's just like, man, you could just keep 97% of this outside the doors of this place. This place would work nice and smooth, but y'all gotta be fucking weird about everything, so.
Right. Damn. I feel bad for you, bro. Like honestly, dude, I wish I could tell you that we have positions open for security down here, dude. I mean, like
the problem is because I deal with so many averagely annoying people in my day-to-day life, but like much like when I was down there in Job Corps, I smoke a lot of green, man.
Okay.
that is why I don't have a security job right now. I work at a goddamn pizza shop. It sucks.
Dude, you forget we're on a podcast right now.
Hey, let the government hear me. Decriminalized here, so it's equivalent of a parking ticket.
It's not decriminalized in Pennsylvania, you stupid asshole.
It's locally, so in Pittsburgh it is, Reading, Pennsylvania, Hershey and Harrisburg, and oh yeah, Philadelphia, and oh yeah, what's that other place? Lancaster. Individually, townships can decriminalize. They make it so that getting caught with up to a certain amount is only a little tiny fine, and getting caught with a piece is like a little bit more, like having a bowl or something on you. It's like instead of a $25 fine, it's a $50 fine. $75.
Okay, then.
Fun fact for you.
Yeah, so, I was gonna say it's only decriminalized for medical use, but okay.
Nope. That is if you get caught with it. I know I've gotten caught with it a couple times now.
God damn it, Dakota. What the hell?
I've acquired no ticket. But they did take my bowl one time, and I'm super salty about that because it was a really nice one.
You would be salty about that.
I had just named it that day. I named it Sherman. One of my buddies took a picture of it earlier that day, and then about an hour after that happened, he sent me a picture and said, "Free my nigga Sherman." His cop stuff. Oh, yeah. I got a good laugh on that.
That's just kind of funny, bro. Just that. No, that sucks.
Bro, so get this right. I'm sitting there, and you remember my brother Maverick's buddy, Jamie?
I think so.
Yep. Everybody called him Tits because, like, he had man tits because he had, like, mechanical nasty from taking some pills, kid.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly.
I mean, he was one of the people with me, and, like, the funniest part about it is I also had Daniel with me. Daniel from Job Corps. The cop who pulled us over. Do you remember Roman in Job Corps?
No, I came in, like, right after Roman left.
Well, either way, Roman was called Roman because his last name's Romansky. Tell me how this cop last name is Romansky. I straight asked him, I was like, "You know Kyle Romansky? He's from around here."
And?
He was like, he denied it, but it was like, that's kind of fucking hilarious.
Yeah, of course they're going to deny it because they probably know that he's a fucking pot-smoking stoner. It's like, yeah, I'm not going to associate myself with him.
You're just some pussy fucking douchebag. Oh shit, I forgot to charge that.
Oh, do you still got that fucking big ass speaker from Job Corps?
Bro, the saddest news. It totally 110% works. It turns on, plays music. But the goddamn charging port does not work. It's at 40% right now until death. And it's permadeath, man. It's not coming back. If I'm leaving it in a box, man, I'm not even turning it on.
Damn, bro.
I went to plug it in and the light didn't come on. And I'm like, oh, come on, please. I tried jiggling one around the cord. Nope. Did not do nothing.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting one, but then I'm like, I don't use Bluetooth speakers as much as I used to, so there'd be no sense.
Oh, I'd still use the shit out of it, but sad. No.
I would too if I had more reason to, because right now, like, the only time I'd probably use it is when I take a shower. So that way I can hear the music better while I'm showering. That'd be about it.
Well, see, what I like using them for is because you can use them like this. If you have one like I had where it plays sound both directions instead of just having speakers on one side, you can actually plug it in and effectively use it as a surround sound for your TV. That's what I like about it. You can do that. You can use it for music around your house, music while you're playing video games. Like, that's what
I like about it. When I play video games, I have my Afterglow headset on.
Yeah, I only actually talk while playing games to certain games. Then again, my PlayStation 4 isn't working right now, so I got Xbox One.
What games do you have for Xbox?
I play Forza.
Oh, you can go fuck yourself.
Well, no. Forza Horizon 3 is the absolutely most beautiful racing game I've ever seen, and I will shred the shit out of you on that game.
I don't give a fuck because I don't play it.
You should give it a shot, though. It's pretty fun.
It's called I'm Broke, and I don't have the money to get it.
It's free with Xbox Game Pass, and Game Pass gives you a whole bunch of games on the monthly for $10.
Yeah, I don't have that extra money.
Yeah,
especially with trying to save up to get an apartment.
Well, yeah, good point.
Because I literally just bought, and I just bought a brand new Xbox because my original Xbox shit the bed. So I bought a brand new Xbox. A new copy, well, not new copy, a pre-owned copy of Tom Clancy's Division. I got PUBG, and yeah. And I also bought 3 months of gold, which I really didn't even need right away because of the simple fact the new Xbox came with a month of gold already.
Neato.
Which kind of made me a little, it made me a little salty because I spent fucking $25 on 3 months of gold that I didn't even fucking need at the moment.
Yeah, it's gonna make you feel extra salty.
What?
I got a 2 terabyte PS4 with an account on it that had 71 ready to download games, 38 games on it. Guess how much?
How much?
$80.
And the salt just piles on.
Only thing about it, it didn't come with any controllers. And another part of the deal is I gave them a 20-inch BMX bike, which I got for free.
And saltiness to the max.
You're actually you still hear me?
Yeah, I can still hear.
I can actually, like, use my phone while well, talking. I got to show you my PlayStation, and I got stickers all over it.
Go ahead, fine.
Somewhere around here.
So, I don't know. Let's talk about current topics, I guess. or talk about something. I don't know. We caught up on what the hell's been going on in your life. What's been going on in my life. I don't know. Jesus, why you send me 4 pictures? Yo. So, apparently the app is a total twat, and I can't leave the app while I am recording.
You can totally leave the app, but if you accidentally close out your apps, you're done.
Close out my app. All I did was click on the notification from the pictures you sent me. And when I opened up the pictures to make them full screen, it stopped the recording.
No. Trust me. It was me. I accidentally closed out my apps because it's like a automatic muscle-like
memory
type thing.
Oh, you
accidentally hit that.
You fucking whore. That was
10 out of 10 me. That was my bad.
Good job.
Right.
So, let's talk about like a current topic or something, since we got caught up with our lives to anybody that may listen to this podcast and learn the saltiness I have towards you with your lucky ass PS4.
Right. But sadly, the HDMI port doesn't want to work right now. So
see,
it's kind of a big, nice, really pretty paperweight.
That's what happened with my Xbox. Is I think the HDMI port went, but when here's the weird thing is that I called a GameStop like first thing in the morning when they first opened. I'm like, hey, I was wondering would I be able to trade this in? I know what's wrong with it. The HDMI port's not working, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, okay, well, because that's not working, we'd put it in as defective. If it was in good working condition, I traded in the whole system, I would have got like $100 store credit or 80 cash. But because it was defective, I would have got like 98.50 store credit or like 55 cash. I'm like, God damn it. Okay, so I took it in and everything. I guess the guy that I talked to wasn't like the store manager or store leader or whatever. And the store leader came in by the time I got there. So I bring it into him and everything. I told him what was going on. And he hooked it up and everything, tried 2 different HDMI cords, tried like 2 or 3 different power bricks and everything. He's just like, well, if I don't get a boot screen, I can't take this. I'm like, are you serious? And he couldn't get a boot screen, so he was just like, yeah, I can't take this. And he was just like, but if you want, you can trade in your controller, your HDMI cable, and your power brick. I'm like, sure, why not? So that and like the 5 or 6 games I traded in, I ended up getting like $80 store credit for everything. I was fucking amazed on how much store credit I got. I'm like, damn. Like, here's the funny thing is, though, is the controller that I turned in was a controller that didn't have the headphone jack. Because you know how like the Xbox controllers have a headphone jack so you can plug in like regular headphones to it.
Yeah.
Well, this one didn't have it. Like, I bought it pre-owned from a different GameStop for like $40-something, and I ended up getting $20 store credit for it. I'm like, okay, I'll take it. So I figured what I'm gonna end up doing is just busting open the shell and taking out the hard drive. taking out the hard drive because it's a 1 terabyte hard drive in the old system. I'll take out the hard drive and put a new shell on it and hook it up to my new Xbox. And then let my girl destroy the fucking shell for the system itself.
Oh, dude. You would never believe the funniest shit about my 2 terabyte hard drive. It's not original to the PS4 at all.
I know.
It was added in afterward. It's actually a laptop hard drive.
No.
But they can be adapted to be like actual hard drives for the system, which it is.
Yeah,
it holds stuff very well.
It's reformatted. It's like with the old 360s and shit. Like if you take like a old USB or something like that and plug it into your Xbox, it'll bring up a notification saying, hey, this isn't made for this system, but if you want, we can reformat it to make it Xbox compatible.
Mm-hmm. But no, get this right. In a Sony PS4, it has a Samsung hard drive.
That's funny.
Right?
That's funny. So, like I was saying, let's talk about, like, current events or something, because, you know, I'd like to be somewhat normal podcast instead of just talking about how salty I am about your PS4 or catching up on our lives.
Well, honestly, I don't watch too much news and all that, so...
Did you hear
too big on to the current events?
Did you hear about Anthony Bourdain dying?
What?
You didn't hear about that? Get the fuck out of here, dude. It was all over the news. It was all over the place, dude.
You're talking about Bizarre Foods, dude?
No, Bizarre Foods is Andrew Zimmerman. No, Anthony Bourdain did Parts Unknown on the Travel Channel.
Dude.
Yeah, dude, they found him dead in his hotel room in France. He committed suicide. He's like 61.
Google, come tell me about this.
And don't fucking exit out, you dumbass.
I didn't.
And no, I'm saying don't exit out this time when you try and fucking close it.
Nope, didn't do it. Did. Oop, what was that? Ouch, my knees.
Did you see it yet?
Yeah, I did, man. Like, that's intense.
Do you know the rapper XXXTentacion?
He got shot.
Yeah, down in Miami.
You know Jimmy Wapo?
Yeah, I know. I heard about that. Yeah, dude, all sorts of shit's going on, dude. Like, everybody's getting shot, dude.
Wow, damn. He really went out, too. Anthony Bourdain, cause of death, suicide by hanging.
Oh, they mentioned how he died?
Dude, it says right as soon as you bring it up on Google.
Oh, goddamn, dude. Like
born, died, cause of death, and then spouse.
Dude, all I know of is when I first seen it, it just said it was suicide. It didn't say whether it was by drinking and pills, if it was by hanging, what. I just assumed with how much that motherfucker drinks, I assumed that he probably just took one too many fucking sleeping pills and fucking drank himself to sleep for good.
Because
you know every episode that motherfucker had at least 3 drinks in his hand at any one point. Let's see, what else? Trying to think what else. See, you don't keep up on anything, so there's not really much I can talk about, and you're not really you don't really, you probably
depending
don't.
On what you bring up.
Well, okay, you bring up a topic.
Hell, man, over the last, like, wow, any good TV shows that you've been into? Anything that you binge? That is something to discuss.
Okay, Netflix. It's like my fourth time watching it. It's a show called Californication. It has David Duchovny in it. It is actually a really good show. It's like 7 seasons long, and it's like my fourth time watching it. It's actually a good show.
I think I've heard of it, but I haven't just seen it.
It's a good show. I definitely, that's one of my top recommendations to watch. If you have cable, I'd recommend watching. It's a show called Gotti, Godfather and Son. It talks about, it's basically John Gotti Jr. Talking about how everything started with his father and how his father rose up through the ranks and everything and became the mob boss for the Gambino crime family back in like the 80s before he got sentenced to life. Let me think what else.
I'm not sure if season 2 is out of it yet, but there's the show Ozarks, man, on Netflix. That is an intense ass show.
I'll definitely have to look into that.
Yeah, it's you know Jason Bateman, actor.
No. Maybe, I don't know.
He was in Where Are the Millers? The father.
No clue.
Or wait, no, he wasn't in that. No, he was in that. He played the dude, I think. That, oh hell, I don't fucking know. I haven't. All I know is he's in it, and he plays a money launderer. In case you're in the Ozarks, gotta launder money there. Everything goes to hell.
I'm trying to think what else is a good show that I binged. Oh no. Application Gotti. Definitely movie wise, I definitely recommend seeing American Made with Tom Cruise. That is one hell of a movie. And it's based on a true story.
I know another good show. Have you seen The Magicians?
No.
Oh my god. Other than the fact that it gets like pretty disturbing in some points, it is an absolutely intense and an beautifully amazing show.
Alright. I'll definitely have to look at it.
And literally every episode ends in a very quick cutscene. Like, you'll just go from watching to black screen. Done. That's the episode.
So it's pretty much a cliffhanger sort
every
of ending.
Time.
Damn. Okay. I don't know. Let's switch to another topic. Pick something else.
Well, let's ask Google. Like, just a random letter into Google, and one of the first topics that pops up. Give me a letter.
D.
Well, man, that didn't pop up much at all. Popped up D's Cigar Shop.
Of course. D's Cigar Shop. 18th and State. The number one best newsstand in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Right? It's actually like one of the only newsstands near.
Yeah, I know, because the one right down there at the like 5th and State closed down after fucking, what, 60 years, 70 years?
Well, the one down on 5th and State, that was, what the hell was that place?
I can't remember the name of it, but you know what I'm talking about, though. The old newsstand that used to be there right across from McDonald's. Yeah, dude, they were open. They were open fucking like 60, 70 years, dude. I can't believe they closed down.
Yeah.
DeLuca's and D's. Those are the two number one places to go if you needed to cash a check without going to the bank or buy a fucking burner phone.
And get all the smokes.
Yeah. Everything from cigarettes to cigarillos to wraps to fucking papers. Okay, so that's the second problem we've had. I'm going to try and edit this together. Hopefully it turns out good. This has been your boy, Chef Savage. This is the first episode of Savage Cast. Stay tuned for more episodes. Hopefully I can have more people on and get more interesting conversations going and maybe talk more into more current topics and more current things, like stuff maybe going on YouTube, if I can get a YouTuber on here or something. So again, stay tuned. It's been your boy, Chef Savage. Stay savage.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.